Never before has a former president been charged with a crime or found guilty. These are unprecedented times. And as Christians, we need to understand spiritually what's happening. Of course, we know the scripture that says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And of course, these have been going on through all times, but it seems that there is a particular attack against America. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang. And today on the Strang Report, my guest is Chris Reed. He is the head of Morningstar Ministries, North Carolina. The Lord has raised him up as a prophetic voice. And over the time I've known him for several years, he seems to have real clarity. And in March of this year, he gave a sermon in which he revealed that there was a significance about July 11th. It was so much that we actually reported on it on Charisma News. Now we see that the sentencing for Donald Trump is July 11th. And so I contacted Chris Reed and asked him, would he help me and you understand what God is saying? And there's other things going on. You don't want to miss my interview with Chris Reed. Welcome back, and I'm glad to welcome Chris Reed from Morningstar Ministries up in North Carolina. And we all know that Chris has an amazing record, I guess, of giving prophecies. And I wanted to just ask about the prophecy that you gave having to do with July 11th. Now, you gave this in March before the eclipses and so forth, which I referred to. And now July 11th has significance because it's the day on the court calendar where President Trump will be sentenced. This is unless, you know, there's an appeal or something else changes. But it's significant that in March, the Lord showed you July 11th. I want you to kind of share with me and my audience what you feel the Lord is saying during this very difficult time in our nation's history.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, on March the 9th, 2024, I had a dream that I shared the next day on Sunday, March 10th. And the dream, I kind of gave it a title just to identify it. It was A Rebirth of America. And in this dream, I knew that the eclipse that was coming in April the 8th, I knew that it was not just an ordinary eclipse. Obviously, not every eclipse is a sign. I fully understand that. But in this dream, I saw on March the 9th, the eclipse was a marker in time, and it coincided with a metaphorical pregnancy, so to speak, like a woman conceiving a child. And I said that at the time of the eclipse, there would be a significant shaking. And then I said that 4, 5, 6 months into the pregnancy, there would be some sort of traumatic event that would threaten the life of the child that she had conceived, as I said, metaphorically. And this would be like a pre-election event. Now, I said it's kind of like an epic October surprise, but I'm not limiting it to October. But, you know, she conceives in April. It's May, June, July, August, September, October. So around the 4, 5, 6 month mark, something happened. It's just like a pregnant woman. You know, for instance, I know there have been those who have been in car accidents or something like that. And it, in the dream, it threw the woman into labor. This traumatic event threw the woman into labor, and she almost lost the baby, and the baby almost came at that point. And then the second part of the dream, I was taken into 1968, and I was standing on a street, and I was given a newspaper. For some reason, I get newspapers sometimes in dreams. I don't have dreams all the time, but, you know, ever so often I'll have one. And in this second part of the dream, a newspaper was given to me that said two major political leaders killed in the year of the Democratic Convention in Chicago. And of course, we all know that in 2024, the Democratic Convention is scheduled to be in Chicago as well. Well, then the election came and I knew that she was around the 6 month mark, and it was just like chaos, economic chaos, political chaos, social chaos. And it was like an intense last part of the pregnancy that went all the way till January, which is of course 9 months after February. She gave birth to the baby, and the baby was wrapped in an American flag and was put in the baby bed, and the baby's name was America. And in the dream, the baby lived, but it had to be kept in an incubator until July of 2025. So this really is about a 16-month period or so from the time of the eclipse that happened on April the 8th of 2024 until July of 2025. Now, there's two things that have happened that I said specifically in the original sharing of the dream on March the 9th. It's on the Chris Reed Ministries YouTube channel where I share it's about 10 minutes long. But I said in the summary at the end, I said that at the time of the eclipse, there would be a literal shaking that would coincide with the start of this eclipse. Well, what's interesting is we know the eclipse was on 4/8 or April the 8th. 3 days before the eclipse, there was a literal shaking, as I said in the video. And in New York and New Jersey, there was a 4.8 earthquake pointing to an eclipse on 4/8. Now, some people might not think a 4.8 earthquake is any big deal. Well, maybe not if you're in California, but it was in New York and New Jersey. And the reason being, they hadn't had an earthquake like that in like over 100 years. So a 4.8 earthquake, which was close to the New Jersey, New York, even down close to the DC area, 4.8, 3 days later, an eclipse on 4/8. And in the dream, I said, I saw a calendar. And on the calendar, the date July the 11th was highlighted. And I didn't know if it was July 2024 or July 2025 at the time, because obviously from April of 24 till July of 25, there's two Julys in there. But I specifically saw July the 11th highlighted. And of course, now we have now found out that that's the date they have scheduled for Trump's sentencing. But I don't think that will be the last effort or attempt to stop the man from running for office. I think, Steve, that a lot of people are starting to realize, even those who don't like Donald Trump or maybe don't prefer his personality, any, I think, rationally minded person is going to look at this and see that these pile-on cases, the nature of it says this is not normal. There's something off about this, that no one has ever been prosecuted basically for a bookkeeping error 8 years after it happened, past the statute of limitations.
And you're absolutely right. If Donald Trump was not running, I believe that it's logical to assume that none of this would have come up, because, exactly, you know, since this happened in 2016, I guess, there was a lot of opportunity to prosecute this. Isn't it interesting that it's right before the election, when there's a gag order on him and he's got to be in court and can't campaign? I mean, we've never seen election interference like this. But, you know, not to get into the political parts, because the purpose of my podcast and even our ministry is to try to help people to understand what is happening spiritually, because the spiritual world, as you well know, is more real than the physical world. But in terms of the popular culture, the news media, they don't deal with the spiritual world at all. But there's something going on spiritually. And I'm reaching out to you because you have insight into this world. And also, you have, in my opinion, you have a good track record. I mean, you'd be the first to say that you don't always get it right. But we believe that prophecy is for today, but it is often misused and abused, or it's not precise, or the critics throw up so many question marks that people just ignore it. And so when there is an example like we have here today, this July 11th example of where the Lord gave it to you in April, long before this trial even began, And we've done a story. We did a story on Charisma News about it, and it's been written in other ways. And the clip of this has gone viral on YouTube. People need to check it out. In fact, why don't we play that clip right now?
The dream seems to portray an awakening starting in April 2024 with a significant shaking going on, starting then. Coinciding with a 40-week long painful and traumatic pregnancy. A traumatic event triggers chaos before the elections, and the chaos lasted for several months. And the birth occurred in January of 2025, requiring care in the incubator at least until July 2025.
So help us unpack this. There are a lot of people that don't even believe that the gifts are for today. Other people may have been taught it, but they don't see it in their church, or they have question marks like I referred to earlier. And, we want to be careful not to read too much into it. But don't you agree that the Lord has a plan and purpose for America, and that the enemies of freedom and in many ways enemies of the gospel are not going to have the upper hand? What do you feel that the Lord is saying during this season?
Yeah, well, I can understand why people are skeptical of the prophetic. I certainly in my growing in this in the prophetic movement have made my mistakes. There's no doubt about it. But I have tried very deliberately before I share a future prophecy or any prophecy, but especially predictive, that I run it by a few people and I make sure, you know, this resonates. This is the word of the Lord. And what I think is happening is unprecedented, because no matter how a person feels about what happened with the indictment and, of course, the conviction, we've crossed the line of no return, meaning this is the first time in American history that a former president has been prosecuted for any crime. And then July the 11th, which I said on March the 9th was highlighted to me, is the first time or first day that a president will ever be sentenced or potentially sentenced to prison. And so I think, as oftentimes it is in the church, so goes it in the world. I mean, right now we see an example of a man with personal flaws who's, you know, did many blunders in his past, speaking of Donald Trump, but yet God is still using him. And here we see a kangaroo court, an example of a situation where people, I mean, he's guilty until he can prove himself innocent, basically. You know, there's just this accusation. There's not really a crime there, but find me the person and I'll find the crime. And Alvin Bragg actually ran for office on the basis of, I'll get Trump, I'll prosecute him. Then he wasn't even going to go for the case, and then he was. But let me just say it this way, Steve. I don't think it'll stop here. I think Trump will have some success with appeals. But, you know, last Thursday when this came out that he was found guilty on, I think, all 34 counts, I went to bed that night and I woke up Friday morning and something happened that I don't remember ever happening. Maybe it's happened maybe once in my life prior, but I woke up last Friday morning, the day after, and I woke up weeping. A deep sadness in my spirit. I'm like, Lord, what is happening? This is the United States of America, and now we're prosecuting political opponents. And once this starts, where does it stop? Where does it stop? I mean, because whoever's in power is just going to hijack and use the justice system against their political opponent to find any possible way, find any legitimate reason or illegitimate to attack them. So I prayed, Lord, please show me what's coming. And all day Friday, I prayed, you know, I spent a lot of time with the Lord, and I had another reoccurring vision. And I don't believe this is where this will stop. I think that there are some individuals that there will be no length that they will not go to stop Trump from being reelected. And I tell you the reason why. Yes, he made mistakes in his first term. There's no doubt about it. He trusted some people he shouldn't have trusted. He fought some battles that he shouldn't have fought. We know that. But he also, this time, has learned from some of those mistakes. I believe he is trying to be more measured. And I believe that he is threatening to dismantle a lot of three-letter agencies, and they know it. You know, the political class knows it. And so I saw this reoccurring vision of an attempt to take him out, like an assassination attempt. And I believe, just as we can pray that the baby, the rebirth of America, that the baby's not lost, we can also pray that this assassination attempt on Trump, and not only Trump, but anybody else, including Biden, nothing like that will be successful. We don't want harm to anybody. And I would just say to anybody that, you know, doesn't believe in the prophetic, or he doesn't believe the gifts are for today, what harm does it do to pray against a potential threat? And if we don't pray against this, we're going to see an attempt made on Donald Trump's life. I saw him, you know, it was like he was near a vehicle, and there was some person who tried to make an attack on his life, even though he had Secret Service around. And I really believe that it can fail, meaning that it won't happen. But I believe God gives us these things to show us how to pray and how to prepare, just like he gave Agabus in the New Testament a warning of famine was coming. And when Agabus gave the prophetic word, the church took action and they started storing up goods and sent forth disaster relief to people in various places because they acted on the prophetic word. So I think this is ultimately where this is going to go. I believe as it stands now, this is not thus saith the Lord, this is me, this is me. I believe Trump is positioned to win the 2024 election. I believe that strongly, but I cannot say that's the Lord. All of the polls are showing him winning the swing states, and he's ahead in the polls with minorities. He is gaining traction like no, and honestly, I believe it's making him more relatable to a lot of common people, him under, you know, persecution in the justice system. And honestly, there are a lot of people of color, minorities, who unfortunately have suffered injustice or persecution by the justice system. So I think this is actually making Trump more relatable to a lot of people. And so if we can pray, first off, that the baby, which represents America, is not lost, that the traumatic event doesn't cause the baby to be lost, but that the baby is born, and that ultimately we can have a president and a vice president who will help restore America back to the American Republic that it was intended to be, because it's produced the greatest nation in the history of the world, that's fed the world, that's protected the world, policed the world. And I don't believe God is done with America. I'm praying for my nation.
Well, I agree with you, but I also agree that an assassination is a real possibility, because they've tried everything. The Russian hoax, two impeachments. You know, they thought that bringing a lot of these charges against him would make him lose the primary, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm old enough to remember these assassinations. I was a child, but I remember when Kennedy was assassinated. Think how history would have been different in terms of the civil rights movement and the Vietnam War had Kennedy not been assassinated. I can remember when Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968 and Bobby Kennedy a couple months later. And that was a very, very difficult time in our nation's history. And we need to pray against it. And you know, it sounds like, to someone who's not a believer, or maybe even a lot of believers, it sounds like so much religious talk, but there are stories, there are anecdotal stories about Christians who prayed during World War II. You know, Hitler was trying to get the atomic bomb before we did. The Allies were actually behind the first few years, and people were really, really praying. Now, all these years later, it's hard to document cause and effect. And I guess in a way, it's not really that important. But we need to really, really pray. There's a power in prayer. And I see an awful lot of Christians feel helpless, who are being kind of passive. They don't know what to say. The political elites pay no attention to the religious community other than to try to garner our votes. So what do you say to Christians who want to make a difference, who are concerned about some of the things that we're talking about, and just who feel powerless, don't know how to speak up, don't know what to say? Of course, we can always pray, but that sounds, in some ways, it's kind of like a cop-out. We don't have to do anything. We'll just pray and kind of leave it in the Lord's hands. What do you think?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure I have the full answer, but I would say this. I think that God can lead different people in different locations on the map to do things differently. But, you know, it's one man, Martin Luther, started the Reformation. If it hadn't been for him, the Protestant Reformation probably wouldn't have happened. You know, there was one Martin Luther King Jr. who had a dream. You know, there was an Abraham Lincoln, one man who made a difference. And by the way, the Abraham Lincoln cycle seems to be almost repeating itself, you know, again, because before his election in 1860, he said, "A house divided against itself can't stand." And I think we're seeing a cultural, leading to a cultural civil war. And, you know, people hear that language and they think, "Oh, that sounds crazy. That could never happen." But I mean, we're seeing 1968 play out all over again, which was in my dream. And I think those two assassinations, then in light of the vision I had last Friday, the day after Trump's conviction, of seeing this attack on Trump, it's, let's align with fellow-minded believers. Let's support churches who aren't afraid to speak out on the issues. Let's fast for our nation. I think coordinated and individual fasting can make a serious difference. And of course, getting out and voting and being a part of the process makes a huge difference. And I think being a part associated with ministries and people who are trying to speak to the issues, who are trying to make a difference and are trying to, you know, work with a coalition of people that are trying to bring reform. I mean, there are a lot of great ministries right now in the United States that are traveling from state to state, having open air camp meetings that are, you know, in big cities and in blue cities, because, you know, we're trying to reach the harvest. I think it's the greatest time in the history of the world. It's scary. It's uncertain. There is a literal shaking, economic shaking, political shaking, terrorist threats that I think are legitimate. And I think we'll see some of that stuff happen here in America with terrorism, you know, domestic terrorism, which I'm praying against that as well in this season. But I think we can be vigilant. I think that we can speak up and know what our rights, know our Bill of Rights, know what we can do, be a part of community support ministries that are speaking up on these issues, and not stay silent, because the silent majority, if we stay silent any longer, we'll become the resistant minority.
Very well said. And as we wrap up this short podcast, I want people to be able to connect with you. How would they find out more about Chris Reed and your ministry and some of these links? How would they find some of these links that we're talking about? And then I'll be back with a final word.
Well, you can find the Chris Reed Ministries YouTube channel as the video of the prophetic word about the dream I had, a rebirth of America. You can find out more information at morningstarministries.org. All of our programs are on morningstartv.com. And we also have a Morningstar Ministries app that also uploads regular content. You can download it on for Apple or iOS or Android, Morningstar Ministries app. Thank you, Steve, for having me. It's an honor.
Thank you for watching. I hope that that gave you insight. You want to tune into the Strang Report because we try to find out what God is saying and doing. If you don't subscribe, please do it. Our subscriptions are going way up thanks to you. Share this with others. Let's get this out on social media and hit the little bell. That will let you know every time we're on, every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for watching. Until next time, God bless you.